Today is Saturday, November 28th, 2015, and this...
Brian spent 6 days in Las Vegas. When he returned, he was a changed man, and not for the better.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 530.
Las Vegas, Nevada!
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. We're here to talk about Las Vegas.
Yes.
It's our favorite place. It's where we like to go. It's what we like to talk about. It's like what we like to think about. It's what we like to do. So that's why we're here.
All right.
Is that why you're here?
Sure.
All right. Good. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page. We have a tidy little show for you this week.
Oh, don't make any promises.
No, I don't. But this is kind of that time of the year where there's... a bit of a lull in Vegas news sometimes. I think we're experiencing that right now. But we have a few things that I think we can, that'll suffice
no,
for
No, I
us.
Don't know. Tell me.
I think that there are a few things that we can discuss that will be adequate for us to produce a fine podcast for our beloved listeners.
Again, fine? I don't know.
Fine show.
No, listeners are great. I'm just concerned about the show quality.
Since it's still, just a couple days from Thanksgiving, we could talk about things we're thankful for related to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I have nothing prepared for that.
I don't either. Maybe we'll come back to that later.
Maybe. We'll see. All right. So let's talk about booze.
Oh, I like booze.
I thought so. I thought that would be a good place to start. So a while back, we discussed... the Mirage, and how it had been using a new system at a couple bars to, let's say, reward players with comped beverages.
I wouldn't say reward.
No, I know. Well, typically a comped beverage would be considered a reward, but in this case, it's a...
delayed reward.
Yeah. So the way that this system works is rather than the bartenders... giving you a drink whenever your glass or beer is empty.
Which I prefer.
That's the system that we're all used to, isn't it? Well, instead of that, if you're playing video poker at the bar, you'd get your first drink when you put your money in and begin mm-hmm. playing as normal.
Yep.
But then after that, you would need a voucher, which is produced by the machine you're playing based on the amount of time and or money that you have put through the machine. Nobody's quite sure what the formula is to determine how often the vouchers come out. So this is something that's been going on at the Mirage now for a little while. And, we're kind of waiting to see if it expands throughout all of the bars, not only at the Mirage, but at the MGM Resorts properties, which I suspect it will based on some of the things they've been doing lately. However, what's really problematic mm-hmm. is that it has already expanded beyond the MGM Resorts properties and has reared its ugly head at one of the bars at Cosmopolitan.
No. Nope, this needs to stop.
Yeah.
Because.
That's what we like about Cosmopolitan.
Yes.
Well, we like several things, but among the top are, the lovely bars that they have there. Mm-hmm. They have fantastic bars. Bond Bar now has this system. And this came out on a Vegas message board, and somebody on there said they played quarter video poker for 45 minutes mm-hmm. and did not get a single ticket. So they got their initial drink, and then after that, nothing.
Question.
Yeah?
Gaming the system. Could you
yes,
put you could. In money and then leave and then come back?
Maybe. I mean, you could do the bar crawl thing, play for 5 minutes at each bar,
mm-hmm.
or 10 minutes, whatever, get your drink, cash out, move on to another bar, come back a little while later.
Yeah.
I suppose you could do that.
Okay.
It's a little tedious.
Yes,
because
I like to plant myself sometimes if the machine is being kind.
I like to play for a while.
Sometimes the machines are not kind, though.
At some point, they'll catch on to that, just like they do when people are, you know, like put in money and then get the drink and leave right away. And
yeah.
So
I wouldn't do that.
I've never been a big fan of that, but I know some people do that.
I'll play my money through.
Yeah, I'll give them a little action.
Yeah, I don't have to, but I do. It's, I don't know. I feel like
how the game works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is not a good trend.
No, this sucks ass.
Not happy about this. Hopefully it will not catch on. People will maybe get up and walk away and not come back to Bon Bar.
And how is this going to affect tips for the bartenders?
Well, there you go. I mean, it does certainly filter down.
Yeah, you're not giving out as many drinks. You're not getting as many tips, I would assume. But
I just think this whole...
Depending on how much walk-up business you have where people are getting to-go stuff.
I just think this whole area as a place to tighten up is really, really short-sighted because...
Yeah, that's why people are there. They're there to have fun and drink.
Well, and you give people booze, they're going to gamble more.
Yes!
They're going to make bad decisions. They're going to gamble more.
I am a case study in that.
Yeah, you're going to stay longer than you should. So the fact that you're going to save cents, I mean, they get this booze so cheap. They're saving a few cents where they could be making that up in money lost in the machines from people who are playing. It's just, it's an odd thing.
It's short-sighted. I agree.
I think they're only looking at one side of the balance sheet and not the overall big picture. So it's a bad trend, and it is a trend. And in fact, the next story we have to talk about is related to this. Over at Aria, an MGM Resorts property, they have also cut back on their booze in a different manner. Vegas Tripping has been reporting on this new initiative from MGM Resorts to look at every area of their business and figure out where they can consolidate things and cut back and save money and tighten up their balance sheet.
And nickel and dime people.
Well, that's what it's coming down to. And the latest thing is that at Aria, if you request a premium liquor, you are most likely going to not get that premium liquor. Now, this is fairly common at a lot of casinos that, you know, if you're playing a Willy Wonka machine, for example, I'm using myself as an example here clearly, and a waitress comes by and you say, I'd like Grey Goose and soda, the chances that you're going to actually get Grey Goose at a lot of the properties, very slim. You're going to get Smirnoff or
unless
whatever.
Unless you're sitting at the bar and watching them pour it from the bottle.
And then maybe, depending on where you are. Well, that's the thing with places like Flamingo and Harrah's and kind of the middle and lower tiered properties, I completely expect that. I expect I'm going to get the generic booze here, no matter what I tell them.
And I tend to order it, too. Like, I'll do vodka, soda, lime, whatever.
But when I'm playing in an upscale property, if I'm playing Bellagio or Wynn or Aria, it's a different experience, and you kind of expect a little bit different treatment. So that's why this is kind of a thing, kind of a bigger issue here. Like, that's where you're going to choose to cut back at your upper-tier properties.
Yeah.
Where not everybody, but a lot of people are spending more money than they might at some of the other places. I don't know. It just seems like an odd place for them to choose to...
And what if you're at the bar and you want one of the specialty drinks? Are those just completely out of play?
I don't know. It's weird. Now, there are going to be exceptions. If you're playing in the high limit room, you're probably going to get whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You're going to be spending more money. I don't know. It just seems really strange. We reported on this. I mentioned Flamingo. We reported on this at Flamingo. It was actually at the Vegas Podcastapalooza show that was at the Flamingo when we were at the pool.
Yep.
And right around that time, which that was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
They had put up signs on the top of some of their slot machine banks saying something like, make your gambling experience a more premium experience or some shit. Anyway, they're charging like an extra $3 to $5 for premium alcohols. I think they continue to do that at some of the Caesars properties, but I don't know that it's necessarily expanded to all of them.
I don't like it.
I don't like that this is where the casinos are starting to cut back. I think everyone is just getting tired of all of these little cutbacks and nickel and diming and additional fees and getting a little bit less here and there. Mm-hmm. It's just eroding the value over time.
Yeah.
I mean, to some extent, I'm still like, you know what? We always have a great time in Vegas, even if we're paying for drinks, whatever.
Even if we have to pay a resort fee, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so I still love it. I still love the overall experience, but I know... it is frustrating for a lot of people that it's not necessarily the value destination that it once was.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are still deals to be found, but it might not be as widespread as it was. And when you're used to one thing and then you see those things chipped away,
mm-hmm.
we've seen it over time at different places. Remember when even the Caesar's properties cut back on the quality of the liquor and the food in the Diamond Lounges?
Oh, yeah.
Which, again, there's your players who are playing, who are gambling more.
Right.
And you're taking away some of the benefit of what they're playing for. I don't know. It's just not a choice, but apparently it doesn't, they don't see it hurting them. At least that's not their perception. Mm-hmm. So they continue to do it. I would recommend keeping an eye on Vegas Tripping because they've been on top of this thing with MGM Resorts and some of the different things they're trying. Among the other ways that they are trying to increase their profits, we've discussed that they are considering paid parking, which would be a huge, huge thing for a lot of people, huge bummer. They're also apparently considering a plan that would encourage guests to book directly through the hotel instead of using third-party sites.
Mm-hmm. So they don't have to pay a commission or something?
Yeah, they would penalize guests who book through a third-party site with either additional restrictions or additional fees for things, maybe a little bit tighter terms and conditions for things like canceling your room, you know, within a certain amount of time, where maybe you don't have as much time to cancel or you get charged to cancel, things like that. So we'll keep an eye on that, certainly. I don't know what to make of all this. The thing about MGM that's a really, I hate seeing this at MGM because, mm-hmm. So let's talk about the two big players on the strip. You've got your Caesars properties, you've got your MGM properties. Caesars for a long time has been known as a fairly easy comp relative to MGM. It's easier to get a free room there, but the quality of the rooms, the quality of the hotels, not as great as mm-hmm. MGM. So you expect a little bit better experience from the MGM properties because that's kind of what they're known for.
Right.
A little bit better service, a little bit better maintained properties, mm-hmm. higher quality rooms, all those things. And now suddenly,
you think Aria, you think Bellagio.
Yeah. Well, even with like MGM Grand and some of the lower tier,
yeah.
They still have a reputation as being a little bit nicer room product.
Say, it's a better Harris overall. Yeah. Flamingo.
Exactly. And now they're doing these things and they're chiseling away at that.
Yeah.
They're chiseling away at the perceived value.
They're eroding their brand.
They are indeed. So it is a bummer.
It is.
I don't like it. So I don't know. We'll continue to track this and see what happens. And hopefully some of these things will not go the direction they seem to be going. They will be tested out and ultimately it will be decided.
What would make this fail, though, other than surveys, people saying, or people just not playing there?
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
I mean, it would have to be a pretty big thing, though.
Suddenly, if there are fewer, I don't know. See, MGM has made it fairly clear. They're not that concerned with people not gambling at their properties anymore. Mm-hmm. Jim Murren has said it's just, that's not as important as other things.
Is it all about spending money on rooms and food and nightclubs?
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe if they realize that they're not being as profitable and they can pinpoint it to this, I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah. What's making them cut back on this in the first place? It's just dumb.
It's all about financial statements.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to increase the value of their stock. So if they can show that suddenly their bottom line looks better, the stock price might go up. But long term, I don't know if that strategy is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So there you go. We will keep an eye on some of these things and continue to talk about it. Hopefully we won't have another one of these next week. It seems like they're coming fast and furious. But we'll see. Some news from Downtown Grand. This came as a bit of a surprise. You might remember a few weeks ago at Downtown Grand, the casino went through some changes and all the table games were taken off the main casino floor and moved into the former high limit rooms in the back of the casino. They had their own little nook. And this was part of, they scaled back the hours of their table games and they decided that that space would eventually be used for interactive gaming, which has not yet shown up. But as of this week, those table games have been returned to their spot on the casino floor.
Their rightful place.
Yes, where they belong. They are no longer, being put in a corner like Baby in Dirty Dancing. Nobody puts my blackjack table in a corner. It's out on the casino floor where it belongs. There have been reports as well that the hours have expanded. I'm not sure if that's a constant every day, but there have been tables that have been open at least at times before noon. So maybe they've given up on that whole noon to 2 a.m. thing they were trying. This is, I'm trying to figure out, and I like this. I'm glad the tables are back where they belong in the middle of the casino. But as far as faith in Downtown Grand's current management, is it good? There's two ways to look at this. Mm-hmm. Either great, they realized quickly that this was a dumb thing and they retreated.
Yep.
They're paying attention to their customers, or at least to the fact that nobody could find where their blackjack tables were. Or is this a bad thing because it signals that their management is wishy-washy? I mean, if you've ever worked for somebody who can't make a decision and they decide one thing and then 2 days later change their mind, it's horrible. It's a sign of weak management. So is that what's going on here? Is it like, oh, well, maybe this wasn't such a good idea? It could be looked at in either way, and I'm curious whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing. Ultimately, I think it's a good thing because it's what we would like to see. But
I'm hoping it's the former. I'm hoping they learn this was not a good idea. Let's restore it to what it was.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't become a trend, though, that suddenly they – I like that they're trying some things, but if they try it and then everything goes back to the way it was, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not sure what to make of this. It's just so odd that they did this and it lasted for a month, and then they retreated on it. So it's a good thing overall, I think, but I don't know. My faith in their – and they have a relatively new management team, or at least the top guy is relatively new. So I don't know. Maybe he's just okay with trying things for a short amount of time and saying, you know what, this isn't working. Let's do something better. I don't know. We'll keep an eye on it. Mm-hmm. All right. So I don't know. Maybe they'll. Right now, I guess they've got slot machines back in the high limit room again. So maybe we'll see them using that for their interactive gaming that they think is going to be such a big thing, which it might. I don't know. Oh, that remember that esports thing that we talked about a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And we didn't really follow up on it, but immediately after that, I had a multitude of emails and comments on the Facebook group and people schooling me about esports and how it's huge, apparently.
And that you're an old man behind
the
times.
I knew that when I was talking about it. Video games aren't my thing. But several people did say, I think this is going to be a big deal. This is a good direction to go. You're hitting on a market that isn't necessarily being targeted. I think it's going to be very popular. Well, they had a viewing party for an esports tournament that was happening in San Jose or somewhere. And this was one of the big events as part of their new esports residency with the Renegades or whoever the hell the team is. This was last weekend, and they posted pictures. They have a special Facebook account just for esports at Downtown Grand.
Are you part of this?
Well, I've been keeping an eye on it to see how things are going. And, you know, usually when they have these special events, they post pictures and they want to make it – they're going to show you the pictures. They're going to show you the room at its peak when there's plenty of people there, and this is how successful this was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Like – a dozen nerds scattered throughout this room watching video. It was so sparse and sad. Like, oh, I don't think it's working out the way they had hoped. I don't know. Maybe people just aren't.
So it was like the normal Downtown Grand Casino?
It was kind of, yeah. I mean, this is in a different. This is in one of their ballrooms, but they promoted the hell out of this event.
Hmm.
I think it was like, depending on which, I think it was $10 minimum to get in. And then if you wanted to eat and drink and stuff, it was more, but they had different ticket tiers. But yeah, it looked very sparsely attended. So I don't know if this esports thing is working out as they had hoped. But I have no doubts that it's a very popular thing. I just don't know if...
if it's the right fit for Downtown Grand?
Yeah, or for casinos in general. I know. I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows? It might have a slow start and then take off.
Could be. But initially,
it does not look good right now.
Not looking great. All right, moving along, let's have some entertainment news. It's been a while since we've discussed some of the, well, there's been a bunch of changes at Venetian, and one of the rumors is that Human Nature is leaving Venetian. Human Nature has been around Vegas now for quite a while. They have a Motown tribute show. It's wonderful. It started out at Imperial Palace.
Yep.
I think that's where we saw it. And then it moved over to Venetian, and it's been there for a while. It has been rumored that that show is moving to Harrah's at the end of the year. There are no dates scheduled beyond December. And in fact, right now, Human Nature's in the middle of they're just beginning their holiday show. And that runs through December 22nd at Venetian. But there has been no announcement about what's going to happen after that. Well, on Venetian's website today, I happened upon a note on the Human Nature page that says, "Stay tuned for an exciting new Human Nature show announcement set to open in early 2016. This note would indicate to me that it's not moving because I don't see them promoting that show if it was going to be at another non-Sands property.
Right, unless it's moving to... Did they have showrooms at Palazzo?
Well, it's all Palazzo and Venetian's showrooms are all together. So.
Yeah, then no.
Yeah. So I suspect it's going to stay put. In fact, I found a note from Las Vegas Sun's Johnny Katz saying that there had been renewed interest from Venetian's management, so maybe it's staying put. The fact that they mentioned that it's a new show, it looks like it will probably end up being not exclusively Motown, which I think this is a good thing. They've been there for a while. They have an established name now. People know who Human Nature is. More than they did certainly when they started their show. And based on their tour that they did of Australia during the spring and the new album that they had come out about a year ago, it looks like it would be more of a 60s-themed thing, but not just Motown.
Mm-hmm. So they take their base that they've been... Their base product.
They might keep some of the promoting. Motown, but expand it. So some of the songs, they have an album that came out called Jukebox, and some of the songs that they did were, and feel free to sing these if you'd like. No?
Okay.
No. Well, if you want.
We'll see.
Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
I love that song too much to ruin it with my voice.
Run Around Sue? No, not doing it?
I want to sing, but no.
Under the Boardwalk?
Will You Duet With Me?
No.
No?
I tried that one time and you didn't sing along.
Oh, so now you're getting me back.
I tried to do Endless Love and you didn't.
Oh, that's too high for me, honey. Oh,
okay. Well, Under the Boardwalk, Stand By Me.
Out of the Sun.
Okay, that's good. I don't know what that was.
That was part of Under the Boardwalk. You said Under the Boardwalk and then I sang the part.
Good Lovin'.
That's not a good song.
Unchained Melody.
I like that song. Do you do your pottery to that song?
Only when you're standing behind me and helping my hands move across the... Whatever the fuck I'm making, the face. Wonderful World, Twist and Shout, Earth Angel. Yeah.
Did you say Stand By Me? Because I love that song, too. Yes, I did say,
you were still reflecting. You were singing Under the Boardwalk when I said Stand By Me.
Okay.
So anyway, other 60 songs. I think this is probably a decent move. Mix up the show a little bit, do something new, bring back some people who have seen their Motown show, perhaps.
I mean, they're still sticking to what they started with. They're just expanding it a little bit, and I think it makes sense, and I think it's good to change it up a little, and I would totally go see this.
I would, too. We've already seen, and it's been many years, but we've already seen the Motown show. I would be open to seeing a new show by them more than I would want to see the same show again.
Right. They put on a good show.
Yeah, they're fantastic, so... We'll keep an eye on that, and I would imagine, well, if they are going to move, which, again, it's looking less likely, if they are going to move, it probably wouldn't be announced till after their last Venetian show. If they are not going to move, then I would expect an announcement maybe a little bit earlier than that, if they work out contract details and all that stuff. But once this becomes official, if indeed this is the direction they're going to go, we will discuss it here, or if they do end up moving, I'm sure we'll talk about that as well. So there you go, Human Nature. I'd be interested to see their Christmas show if we ever happen to be there in December.
Yeah.
That would be fun to see, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving along, let's talk about our friends at Viator.
Viator, Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We talked about it last week. We're going to talk about it again this week because it is indeed the holiday season. We are in the biggest shopping weekend of the year, apparently. Is that what this is?
I guess.
How has your shopping been going? I know you've been doing...
I've been...
Pecking away on the computer in the other room and occasionally
yelling.
Yes, it's
all been online.
What do you think of this? I'm like, I don't care. Go ahead and get them whatever you want. Has it been going well?
It's been going okay.
Are you done with your Christmas shopping?
No, not by any means.
No, me neither. I haven't started.
But I've got a plan.
You do? Does that plan involve getting Viator gift certificates for all your friends and family? Go with it here. Go with it.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a great gift. Why would you not?
If they were the traveling type, then yes.
There you go. Well, if you have friends or relatives who have a trip coming up or who travel frequently, there's a good way to make their vacation even better, and that is with a Viator gift certificate. They can use it at one of the thousands of locations and for one of the thousands of
tours.
They
don't even have to travel if they live in a town that has a Viator experience.
There you go. You can give me a Viator gift certificate. We can finally do that beer tour in Minneapolis.
Hey, hey, all right.
they have thousands of tours, activities, attractions, shows, adventures, available destinations worldwide. They can help you make your friends and family's vacation even better. They have denominations from $25 up in multiple currencies, including U.S., Australian, Canadian, and New Zealand dollars, as well as British pounds and euros. It's a great, great gift. You can find it at Viator.com. Just search for gift certificates in the search box, and they will hook you up with a great gift for everyone you love. And the people who you love will love you even more after you give them this.
I would like to go on that beer tour now.
I know.
Not now. Not right like now? Right this second. But I would.
I think yes. There might be a couple of them. We'll have to check that out again.
Okay.
All right. If you're going to buy something from Viator, click on our
It'll
link.
It'll be a staycation.
A holiday. 500bymidnight.com. Click on the banner before you purchase stuff, and we get bonus points with Viator, and they let you know, that lets them know that you support them and all that. So anyway, thank you very much to Viator. Thank
Angie
you.
Just posted on our Facebook group that she used Viator.
Yay. Which was on vacation, that's right.
So
I saw
that. That was very nice.
Yes. Thank you to everybody who's been using our Viator link and who's been using supporting our sponsor, not only recently, but throughout our long relationship with them. They've been a great partner, and we're happy to have them as our ongoing sponsor.
Yes.
All right. Facebook group post of the week. I had a little trouble this week because there was some dipshittery on Facebook. I'm not going to lie. I love our Facebook group, but some weeks I just need a break. I'm like, I can't. It's like anything on the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, you just need a little break once in a while. There was some good stuff. Certainly, there's always useful tips and helpful stuff.
Tidbits.
But then every once in a while in between, you're just like, I don't need this. Anyway, I did find something that I wanted to use for the Facebook group post of the week, and that is Dave's post from a couple days ago. And he was wondering, he said, whenever I see a photo taken in a casino, I have to try and identify where it was taken. Anyone else?
Yes.
There you go. That's
relatable.
It's relatable for many of us. That is Vegas nerdery at its finest, and I think many of us do that. So yes, I saw that. I'm like, yes, I do that too. You can't even help it.
Right.
It's like it's just second nature. Or even in, like, if you see somebody posted Ellie Goulding video
yeah.
that was shot downtown. She's riding a horse and she rides it through El Cortez. And there's part of it that's in a room. This is kind of related. There's part of it that's in a hotel room, and somebody was wondering if anyone could identify what hotel room it was. Mm-hmm. And I think the consensus was that it wasn't actually filmed in a Vegas hotel room.
That it was a soundstage.
Yeah. But again, you see a video or something that's filmed in Las Vegas,
or
you do that.
We do this all the time with movies and TV shows. Oh, this is way out of order. They're driving by this. Now they're driving by this. They're clearly not.
Or trying to, on some of the old TV shows that were filmed in, supposedly filmed in casinos, mm-hmm. trying to figure out if it's an actual casino or if it was, usually if it's a soundstage, especially if it's a sitcom, you can tell it's like really half-assed.
Yeah.
But trying to figure out which casino it was filmed in, if it's something that was from like 20 years ago, fun little thing to do.
Fun little game.
I enjoy it. So yes, Dave, we can identify with that. And thank you for posting that. All right. You can find our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/500, or there's a link on our website as well. So, and I have complete faith that this week is going to be a better week on the Facebook group. And I'm
and
not
in your
have
life.
To deal with as much bullshit. I do love our Facebook group. It's just sometimes, you know. Sometimes things get posted that shouldn't be posted there, and things get.
And then you have to intervene.
Sometimes things get a little political. Sometimes, you know, there's a lot of places you can discuss current events and politics and
yes.
things. That's not a good place for it.
No.
Let's keep
it. We're trying
to
escape from that.
Yes, let's have
fun. We're trying to have a welcome distraction.
Yeah, so we try to keep it fun. Okay, phone calls.
Hello, 500. This is Justin calling from Mountain View, California. Don't know why the fuck they call it Mountain View, because there ain't no mountains out there. But anyways, I'm out here, got a hall pass from the kids. They're at the in-laws. I'm here 3 days with my wife. And
I'm curious about the term hall pass. I've never heard that associated with children. I think, isn't that usually a spousal thing?
Yeah.
So I better not venture too deep into.
Nope.
Okay. We're going to just move. I'm just going to let that one go.
Wanted to tell you about it. First stop we did was in downtown. We took Lyft rideshare from Terminal 3 to the Golden Nugget in downtown. Pretty quick, pretty good deal. Only paid $35, which seems like it would be over $50 if I took a cab.
I don't know that you got that good of a deal. Usually, what do we pay to take a cab from down from the airport to downtown?
That's, well, it's usually right, 35 it's, including tip, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's about what we would pay. I bet they took the freeway. Hmm. Yeah, so that's probably fairly comparable. If you're paying, you would never pay $50. At
no,
least not.
Oh God, no, no! I hope not.
But
unless they took a very adventurous journey.
Yeah, I bet they took the freeway. Which, you know,
look,
that might
it's
still
Hoover
happen.
Dam.
That would be weird,
but plausible.
Here's Suncoast. Yeah. All right.
Got there, and then we checked out Red Sushi for happy hour.
Yes.
Was thoroughly disappointed, though.
Oh.
I felt like the rolls and the sushi there was about buffet quality. I would not recommend going there.
Bummer. We like that.
Overall, Golden Nugget, I don't know if it's strip call quality because we were at the Gold Tower. Maybe if you're in the Rush Tower, but Gold Tower, the water smelled like sewage or methane or something.
That's no good.
No.
Thumbs down on that. Afterwards, we went to Carson Kitchen. Wow, that place is amazing and fantastic.
Good.
That was a great recommendation. My wife and I, we loved it. We ordered a bunch of small appetizers. I think the ones that stuck out were the chicken, fried chicken skins, and the bacon jam.
Like that bacon jam.
I give that a 10 out of 10. Only downside of the restaurant, though, is that it's freaking loud, though, and you got to share a table with people you don't know. But
yeah, that communal,
I'd highly recommend
that
it.
Communal seating is bullshit.
Afterwards, we were still kind of hungry and wanted to gamble a little bit, so headed over to the El Cortez. I thought it was great. It was very old school feel Vegas. Really enjoyed it. I think they have a pretty good, generous, I would say, comp program because you only play it about an hour slot. And still, we were comped about a $20 meal. They had a some sort of a prime rib special for like $10, which was pretty good. Afterwards, I think the only downside of that was that it smells pretty bad there. I think... it smells like a titty bar, to be honest. And that smell stayed with you for a while. I don't know what it is, but other than that, El Cortez is pretty great. Afterwards, we went to the Downtown Grand. And I must say, I want to tell you that the table games are no longer in some cove or something you were talking about. It's actually out in the main casino. And they now have the high limit slots in there. So... want to get the word out there, but 500, love you guys here, Michelle. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
Hey, thank you.
Great report. We appreciate that. Oops. Yes. We're going to hear more from Justin right away. We only have a couple calls this week, so let's hear a continuation of his report.
Okay.
Hello, 500. This is Justin from Mountain View again, calling about our second day in Las Vegas with my beautiful wife. We ended up leaving the Golden Nugget and going to the M Resort, which is freaking far away, but really nice. One great thing about the M Resort is they do not have a resort fee.
Good.
Which is freaking fantastic. We had the brunch there, and the brunch, I must say, is one of the best buffets there. One of the best buffets I've ever had.
It is good.
Much better than the one at the Bellagio. And also, after enjoying the buffet there, another thing that we did was that the following day, for Sunday brunch, we went to Lago, which is, I think, a relatively new restaurant at the Bellagio. Brunch, I highly, highly, highly recommend it for all the 500 listeners. I think less than $40 a person. With that, you get a 3-course meal. First thing we enjoyed is that you get a front row seat to the Bellagio fountain, a phenomenal view of the fountains, and you can hear the music. It's awesome. First course, my wife had the duck. I had the salmon salad. They were both excellent. I think almost as good as Michael Menez. And second course, steak, and she had the frittata, and they were amazing as well. For the last course, they give you dessert. And for dessert, it's all you can eat pretty much. It's almost like a buffet. You can get as much dessert as you want. The highlight of the dessert for us was that they had this chocolate waterfall. It's literally a waterfall of chocolate. And you can, like, dip strawberries in there.
Like Golden Corral. Like,
Rice Krispie treats. It was amazing. They also have desserts like tiramisu. And also they had a basket full of, like, beignets. And
the chocolate waterfall really lives bread. At Bellagio.
So I think it is a phenomenal though. Value for a brunch. I think it's much better than Mon Ami Gabi, or whatever that's called at the Paris. Highly recommend to check it out. I'm pretty drunk right now, about 3 feet to the wind.
Because, we're getting there too, buddy.
We just went for drinks at Bardo Brasserie at Aria.
Nice.
Great. And one drink I want to recommend is the Voltaire. It is not on the menu right now. It's out of season. But if you like mojitos, it is like a mojito. It's made out of vodka, but it's so refreshing and delicious. I think I had four of those there. And right across from Bardo Brasserie is Carbone. I just want to let your listeners know that Carbone is open right now, and there's a lot of people there. So thanks, 500. Want to keep it short. Love your show. Look forward to listening to it every Sunday night. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your calls. We do appreciate it. Yeah, Carbone opened right around VIMF, in fact. And Vegas Tripping had a review from Dorian, who was at VIMF.
Mm-hmm.
He was customer number one.
Yep.
And it was a really interesting review. Sounds like a great place, but fucking expensive as shit. $64 for chicken parm. Oh. That's a lot of dough for that. But you know what? Upscale restaurant. Sounds like, you know, you got to suck it up and deal.
Yeah.
sounds like it was fantastic.
Does it interest you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to look at the menu more and see if it's something that I would really like. If I'm going to do an expensive meal, I'm much more inclined to go to a steakhouse than an Italian place, I think. I don't know.
What about an Italian steakhouse?
Well, yeah, they have that those. Works. I know. Those are good, too. I don't know. I'm going to have to look at the menu and see if it catches my eye, if it's the kind of thing I want to do. Because we've never, like, you know, Rao's is supposed to be fantastic. We've never made it over there. I don't know. I'm not immediately drawn to Italian places when we're in Vegas.
Which is weird, because they're good, like, they make a good base for.
Well, yeah, it's all carbs.
Night's activities, but
yeah,
for some reason,
maybe. All right, I'll look at the menu after the show, and
I do love me some chicken parm, though.
We'll see. All right, let's do one more call.
Hey Tim, hey Michelle, Brian from Chicago. Hey, very excited. We just booked a trip to Vegas between Christmas and New Year's.
Woo-hoo.
And one of the things I was wondering about is I'd love to listen to the audiobook on the plane ride out there.
Wouldn't we all?
Any updates on when that might come out? And do you think it'll be out before Christmas?
Hope
everyone had a good Thanksgiving, and talk to you later. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Brian. I think so. It should be. I'm thinking it'll be out in a couple of weeks. I'm edging ever so close.
Okay.
I'm so sick of listening to my own voice and editing out all my fuck-ups. It's slow and tedious. But it's coming along, so we're getting there. So, yes, I am very confident it will be out in a couple weeks, which would be before Christmas. You're looking at me like you don't believe me.
Are you going to be taking another break?
Another two-month break.
Uh-huh.
I had a little longer break than I should have from the audiobook work. Yeah. No, I don't intend to do that. I've been making good progress the last couple weeks. So.
Good.
All righty. Thank you, Justin and Brian, for your calls. We do appreciate it. Before we go, Amazon.com listener purchase of the week. This week, we haven't had one of these in a while, one of these adult-oriented Amazon purchases as the purchase of the week. But I was scanning the list, and people have been buying a multitude of, I've been using multitude a lot on this show, a crazy variety of things on our Amazon
Hooray.
Link. I think a lot of it has to do with shopping for the holidays. I don't know if this is a holiday gift or not. I suspect, well, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it is. It's the Utimi USB charging. Well, that's just convenient to have it be a USB charging. USB charging 10 frequency. Don't know what that even means. Silicone G-Spot vibrator in purple for $18. Any idea what the 10 frequency thing is? Do you know? I don't. You do?
I,
you know.
I have some ideas.
Was it a 10 speed? Like a 10 speeder? Like,
I don't know.
It gives off some sort of a pitch.
I don't know.
It sings to you while you're...
While you're... Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it charges with USB port, so that's just good convenience.
I'm assuming it's a speed thing.
That would make sense.
I could be wrong, but I... It, let's...
Frequency.
I don't want to...
I didn't read the full description.
I don't want people to email and tell us.
No, we don't want to know,
We
really.
Can find that out on our own time if we need to.
Well, I already expressed when I chose this as the item, I'm like, oh, shit. Now I'm going to get the most ridiculous recommended items because I clicked on this. But that'll be fun. So anyway, I'll link to that in the show notes. Thank you to everybody for using our Amazon link. It's an easy way for you to support the show without spending any additional money before you... add something to your Amazon shopping cart. Just click through our link at 500bymidnight.com. We get a commission. It helps support the show. You don't spend anything else. We love it. You love it. Everybody's happy. All right. You get a nice purple vibrator for $18 and we get a little chunk of change from it.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you get off?
You get a thrill. We get a thrill.
Yeah. All right. A couple PayPal donations this week as well. We had recurring monthly donations come through from Michael, Dr. Vonx, and Chris from Missouri.
Aw, thank you.
Thanks to all of you for your ongoing support of the show. Ben from England with a Karma donation for a trip coming up December 6th through 10th.
Ooh, good luck. Have fun.
Safe travels. Have a great time. And Scott with a good luck donation for a Thanksgiving trip. Hopefully you had a good time and
yes.
had success. Said he loves the podcast, especially the tour of the casinos around episode 450.
Oh, thanks. That was
the cancer episodes.
Yes. But glad people enjoyed that.
Yeah. I get a lot of comments about those.
Yeah.
People dug those. Yeah. Hmm. So that was good. I'm glad. It's not something, you know, maybe every couple of years we could do something like that.
I was going to say, yeah, if stuff has been updated, if there have been enough changes.
Because he mentioned like SLS isn't part of it because that wasn't open yet.
Ah.
So, yeah, maybe we'll do another one of those sometime.
Yeah.
When we have a nice.
It was fun. I liked it.
Yeah. It's a lot of work when we're doing it.
Yeah.
But we could do
you want to
like
do it when you're there for a while.
Yeah. Or maybe we could, I don't even know.
Or we could split it up.
Yeah, there are other options. Maybe we could do a segment of the strip during each trip or something. I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you liked that. Thanks for all the support of the show. We appreciate those Karma donations. It means a lot to us. Also want to remind you that I have a book that I wrote.
You do?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe. I haven't mentioned it very often. It's called the, why can I never remember the name of my fucking book?
Outsider's
Guide
to Las Vegas.
I'm the worst publicist. Yeah, I can't even promote my own thing. Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas, and it is available now and makes a great gift for your loved ones who like Las Vegas, I guess.
And sometimes those who aren't really super into Vegas, but just enjoy your classic brand of wit and humor.
We've been hearing a lot of that. You mentioned when we were doing, we sat in with our friend Brian from Coverville on his annual 24-hour Coverthon last night for an hour, not the whole 24 hours.
No.
I'm not that hardcore. But we were talking about it. And
we would like to have that stamina, but only Brian does.
Yeah, you mentioned that your dad has been enjoying my book, which is shocking to me.
Yeah.
So that's a bonus. Anyway, you can find that at Amazon or LasVegasOutsidersBook.com. It's available in print and ebook formats, and it will soon be available via audiobook, so you can hear me rereading the book to you. I hope that goes okay.
I think it will. I think people like to hear the sound of your voice.
I think
voice.
There might be some expectations that it's going to be like a podcast, though, and it's really not.
No, it's just you reading the book.
It's me reading the book, and every so often, not even super often, but every so often I'll make a little offhanded comment in addition to what's in the book. And there are a couple things that are different.
Uh-huh.
There are a couple parts that are a little bit different, but, you know, it's an audiobook, so it's not as off the cuff as this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're into audiobooks, hopefully you'll like it, and hopefully you won't get too sick of hearing my voice read the book to you. Clearly, I have high expectations for how the audiobook's going to be received. Probably because I've been listening to my own voice as I'm editing this thing, and I'm just oh so sick of it. I should have hired somebody to do it for me. Somebody with a just booming professional voice, but probably not quite as personal if I had done that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see.
We did a segment of outtakes, didn't we, a while ago?
Yeah, we played a few.
Yeah.
There's a lot of me. There's a lot of me swearing. A lot of me yelling. This is stuff that's cut out. You won't hear any of it. In fact, the rules from the company that manages these. There's one company that manages audiobook stuff for Amazon and iTunes and like anywhere you can get it. Mm-hmm. And one of their things is do not include outtakes. So apparently they must have had an issue with people doing that. So trying to keep it professional, I guess. But yeah, there was a lot of me yelling at the dogs. A lot of me like, okay, yelling at one of the dogs. But that's all being edited out ever so carefully. All right. So yes, audiobook is coming. What else? Our website is available for you to peruse, show notes, links, and whatnot at 500bymidnight.com.
Yeah, our dogs are quiet again.
They've been better the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We're starting to crack down around here and get our shit in order. You can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions if you have any to 500@gmail.com.
Yes, please do.
If you send other stuff there, it will eventually be responded to, but it might take a while. I'm so far behind.
Oh, no, again.
Oh, still. I haven't responded to an email since like August.
What?
Well, some of them I have. If I read it and I'm at a point where like I can just dash off a quick response. But there's some things I've got.
Do you need an intern?
Yeah, but how would that go? I don't know. No, it's just on me. I need to do it. I just need to spend an entire day responding to emails.
Okay.
So if you're waiting on a response, I'm sorry it's taken so long. I have no excuse other than just sheer fucktitude. Is that a word? It is now.
It is now.
We're on Twitter. I'm 500. She's Anita Martini. And of course, you can call us, our voicemail line, available to you anytime, day or night, 702-866-9494. Leave us a message. You'll hear it on the show if it's good. You'll most likely hear it on the show. We like to use as many of them as possible. What else? Anything else before you go?
Nope.
No, we're going to do another podcast, not a Vegas podcast. So if you listen to our other podcasts,
it might be super rambly. I'm feeling kind of rambly.
You think? You haven't noticed like the last 15 minutes I've been babbling about nothing. We're going to do our non-Vegas podcast. It's called Dyslexic Heart. You can find it on iTunes. But otherwise, that's it. That's going to do it for this week. I thought this was going to be like a 15-minute show. We're at 48 minutes.
Well, hey.
We had nothing to talk about in 48 minutes.
Yeah. We're still talking about nothing.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. I just want to say, in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
Oh, we're going to do a little Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much for listening, because there are so many entertainment options out there, and just thank you for tuning in to our little show.
That's very kind of you, and it's true. I am very grateful, even though I bitch about stuff like our Facebook group on occasion. I love our listeners, and they treat us so well. Mm-hmm. And I am.
And it just constantly surprises me, like, you've been listening for so long, and you're still listening. Thank you.
I'm endlessly grateful for the way that our listeners treat us.
Yes.
And the support they give us. And I swear, every time I get an order for the book, I'm like shocked. I'm like, oh my God, somebody wants to read my book.
Uh-huh.
It's just like, I'm
And then you
away.
Do a little dance around the house with our pants.
My pants-free dance time. I am, so I'm also continually amazed and just, I don't know, I'm forever grateful at your treatment.
That was very nice of you. For the support of the podcast, of the book, everything. Just thank you for allowing us to do what we do.
Absolutely. So there you go. All right. We'll be back. Presumably, now we're going to take the next 2 months off. What the fuck? Just kidding. We'll be back next week with another show, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I don't see why we wouldn't.
It might be more coherent. It might be less coherent. Tune in and see.
Yeah, it might be another ramble fest. Who knows? All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.